land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome on into TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, June 28th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. History lesson in the second hour with Pastor Chatfield. Bunch of interviews. Excited, excited, excited. Want to start off this, though. The Bergman Machine is back at it. Yes, they're back at it. They're actually, I'm going to expose Brandon Hall. He was charged and prosecuted for election meddling, election integrity issues back a few years ago in his younger, stupid days. Well, he came out with another hit piece last night. I've got people looking at it. They believe part of this was actually created with artificial intelligence. That's where you can make up images. You can do all kinds of things. You can make posts look like they said something that they in fact did not say. This is a piece that went out yesterday afternoon. Completely bogus. This is the Bergman Machine sensing that the last hit job they did on him last week wasn't good enough. As a result, not only wasn't it good enough, he received donations, sign requests, volunteers willing to help Neil put up signs. Well, evidently their in-house polling data showed it didn't work. As a matter of fact, it pushed out more support for Neil as opposed to going against him. So what did they do? They came out with another hit piece. Brandon Hall, folks, works for John Yab of Strategic National. John Yab is kindergarten friends with Jack Bergman's chief of staff, Tony Liss. The Bergman Machine is behind all of these negative attacks using Betsy DeVos money when you get a mailer, a negative attack mailer, in your mailbox. How does that make you feel? How does that impact you? When you get this negative attack ad in your mailbox, knowing Neil Friske, as many of you do, is it motivating you to help him in his campaign to defeat the Bergman Machine? Parker Fairburn was endorsed a week ago Wednesday. why is it that the congressman is coming out against an incumbent Republican state representative in a primary election? Something, by the way, I checked, not one U.S. congressman representing the first district going all the way back to Bart Stupak has ever endorsed a candidate in an open primary. Republican primary, Republicans are going to stay on their side of the ballot. The Democrats are staying on their side of the ballot. There's candidates all over the place. But yet Bergman's coming out endorsing the primary challenger. Well, we're going to talk to somebody that might have something to say about whether or not Jack Bergman gets returned to Washington, D.C. Josh Saul in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight. See the concrete canyons to the midtown lights where the latest neon promises.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Joining us on the line right now is candidate Josh Saul running against Jack Bergman in the upcoming August 6th Republican primary for U.S. Congress. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, Trucker Andy. How's it going this morning?
We're doing good, sir. I just mentioned the second bogus attack against Neil Friske, and I believe the Bergman campaign and Tony Liss, his chief of staff, they're all behind it. They're using their political consultant, John Yob, Strategic National's hitman, Brandon Hall, to do it. How, as a candidate, Josh, out there talking to the people in the first district, how does that make you feel? What's your overall, I guess, guttural reaction to this negative attack campaigning going on by some?
Well, I think especially when it's not focused on somebody's record, it really gets under the skin of the people of Northern Michigan, because we're smart enough to not fall for the sensational and crazy headlines, and we want to have a representative of substance. So if you're not able to beat somebody on the merits and with your ideas, then you don't deserve to have the job. And that's the conversation that the people in Northern Michigan want more than anything, is what are you going to do in the job that is going to make our lives better? And if you're having conversations about anything other than that, then you're missing the mark.
Well, not only missing the mark, but I think, you know, the candidates themselves have the ability, and I know this for a fact, they have the ability to tell their political consultant. I'm not talking about a PAC. This West Michigan blogger kid in his underwear in his basement of his mother's house, okay, putting out this garbage, and I've been told by three people last night, they looked at it and they said, Randy, it's got artificial intelligence all over it. There's actually signatures. When you create something electronically on a blog that goes into the internet, they actually can look at and see signatures of artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, if that's the case, this isn't a PAC doing this, because, you know, as a candidate yourself, PACs can do their own thing. They have to be independent of campaigns. They cannot be coordinated with your campaign or any other candidate's campaign. You don't have control over PACs, but you definitely have control over your political consultant and one of his employees and what they're putting out there. So doesn't it reflect a little bit, I personally think, on Parker Fairburn's campaign that he's allowing his political consultant to put out these hit pieces on Neil Friske?
I'm trying to do the best I can to stay out of these House races, because right now we need to unify as a party. And I think that Parker is doing everything that he can to go in the opposite direction. You know, I think that if we really want to be able to move this country forward and have the Republican Party taken seriously again, instead of having sensational conversations about things that have nothing to do with the voters, then what we need to be focusing our time and energy on is the issues. And if Parker is not going to instruct his team to do that, then I think that the voters of Northern Michigan will have a relatively easy choice to make.
Very good. I want to talk about your campaign specifically. Again, I can't even imagine having to campaign in 36 counties. I'm having a hard enough time doing it in one for Vicky's county clerk race. How are you doing out there on the campaign trail, and where are you going? Who are the people you're talking with? What are you hearing out there?
We're keeping busy. I've been out knocking a lot of doors, and we're going to be all around with the festivals and the forthcoming. We're going to be as in public and available as possible. And people are getting really energized, especially with the debate last night. People were really excited to see going in how Trump would perform. And I think that we got the perfect We got the version of Trump that the right has been clamoring for since 2016, a very disciplined, on message, and strong leader who can be a strong president at the top of the ticket. So I think that based on the debate last night, the right has every reason to be invigorated and to be able to move forward into this election season, knowing that on the issues, we are the party that wins. So if we can keep this election about the issues, then we are going to stomp the Democrats, and we're going to take back the House. We're going to take back the Senate, and we're going to be able to do the things that should have been done in 2017 when Jack Bergman was elected to Congress, but the representatives that Trump had didn't have the political will to accomplish his vision for the country.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the other components to that is exactly that point. When he got sworn in on January 20th, 2017, with the majorities in the House and the Senate, there was no reason why they couldn't have gotten his agenda passed and done. But Congressman, like you say, Bergman and others dragged their feet on his agenda. The Speaker of the House, the Senate Majority Leader McConnell, all that's going to change after this election, Josh. Every single one of those positions are different now.
Oh, for sure. And I think that that's why the Republicans need to take advantage of this time, because in 2017, we squandered the opportunity of having the trifecta of government to be able to actually pass conservative bills. And not only did we not do that, the first bill that Jack Bergman voted for included sex change operations within the military. And that was the type of policy that was pursued during that administration that is leading to such catastrophe in the military today, because they're more focused on gender ideology and DEI programs than they are lethality and combat readiness. And that's how you end up with the nonsense that happened in Afghanistan. That's how you end up with 13 dead soldiers. That's how you end up with the greatest military embarrassment in our country's history. And that's how you put us on the precipice of World War III without a plan to be able to de-escalate and get out of this situation. So I think that we need to make sure that we give this disciplined and on-message Trump the Congress that he deserves in order to be able to get a quality conservative agenda passed and really turn this country back to what we were founded and designed to be.
Absolutely. Just got a text message from Jeff over in Oscoda. He said the Oscoda County GOP is having a meet and greet with the candidates tomorrow, Saturday. It's 1 to 4 at the Mayo Community Center. I believe you have that on your calendar for tomorrow, Josh?
I know I'm going to be in St. Helen for the Bluegill Festival, so I will take a look with my team, and I'll try and make it over there for that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, 1 to 4. It says 1 okay. to 4 tomorrow. Very good. Hey, another text message just came in. Have you had any opportunities to bump into Congressman Jack Bergman? Is he back in district? Have you seen him? Do you know if he's even here in Michigan?
As far as I know, during this campaign, him and I have been in the same room twice. The first time his team trespassed me from the event because he held one of his campaign rallies about 10 minutes from my house at the restaurant that's closest to my house. So obviously, you know, you can't come into somebody's backyard and expect them to not show up. And then we had the Lincoln-Reagan dinner for the Iasco County Republicans a couple weeks ago, and that was an event that did not go so well for him. So I hope that he's willing to be able to engage with the voters, and him and I can have a discussion about what our vision is moving forward. But so far, every organization that has tried to set up a debate between him and I has gotten told no by him, and I've told them anytime, any place. My only condition is that it's got to be on camera, so that way he can't lie about it.
Yeah, you want it videotaped and shared with the folks, and Amen. Hold him accountable and honest in the debate. That's all you're looking for.
Exactly, and I think that last night was a perfect example of why you need to be able to have these debates, because you've got to have a battle of ideas if you're going to be able to really make an informed choice of who you want to lead you moving forward. And, you know, when somebody is not willing to go on to that stage and treat the voters with enough respect to let them hear their message and what they would attempt to accomplish as their representative during this next session, then I don't really know how you can vote for that person in confidence, especially with somebody with as terrible of a record as Jack Bergman.
Well, one of the points, and this is very critical, based on the debate last night and based on the polling, it's becoming more and more obvious. I got two more polls from Quinnipiac University. I got another one from Real Clear Politics, the average. The numbers are actually improving for Trump. The debate, he got a huge bump last night. They raised millions of dollars. In your perspective as a congressman in Washington, you get elected, you go there, Trump's there, we've got new leadership in the House, the Senate. What is your vision as you see it going forward? What committees, I just got a text message, what committee assignments would you like to apply for to be able to sit on with your experience, your life experience, your education, your accounting background, all of that. They're asking what committees would you ask to be on?
Obviously, there's a very little control in this arena, but I would definitely like to get into anything, either the budget or appropriations committee. I think that that's a natural fit as a CPA and as a finance expert. We need somebody who's going to be able to tackle these issues in a serious way. So I think I'm a much better choice for that than Jack Bergman. And I think actually a lot of what he does is the things that I would be able to fit in. I just would be able to represent us better because he represents the establishment where I represent the people, you know, and our background is a perfect example. He's a retired 3-star general. I'm a retired infantryman who was an E4 when I retired. So you couldn't get any further from the opposite ends of the spectrum as far as our military experience. And as far as I'm concerned, we have a lot of officers who are serving in Congress where we have very few enlisted soldiers. So being able to bring that perspective to the Armed Services Committee and bring that perspective to the Veterans Affairs Committee, I think would also be extremely helpful for the people of this country because it gives them actual representation from somebody who's from that community.
Yeah. Well, Dave Agema, former officer in the Air Force jet fighter pilot, said that you don't get to be a 3-star general without being a political animal. That's one of his text messages to me. And he said,
and that's one of the things that throughout this campaign I've been trying to point out to people, because a lot of people tell me that they think that Jack has lost his way. And I try and point out to them that the first thing that he said in his very first campaign ad was a harbinger of things to come, because the first thing he said was that I'm a political outsider without ties in Washington, D.C. And every single veteran that I know laughs at that idea, because there's no such thing as a retired 3-star general who doesn't have ties in Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, I would argue that every single 3-star general in the military is more connected and is a better politician than anybody in Congress. So not only did he lie to the people of Northern Michigan, he treated us all like we didn't understand the way that the world works. And I think that that's not really a great character quality for a representative.
Absolutely agree with that 100%. Let me ask you this final question. You still need to raise some money to get last minute messaging out there. What would you like the people to do?
For sure. JoshSolveForCongress.com. There's a big red donate button. If you can click that, and if you only have $5, anything that you can offer helps to be able to get things done. We're getting signs, we're getting advertising going, and we need all the help that we can get. And if you can't get online, then you can mail a check. My address is 108 Robin Hood Street in Roscommon, Michigan. And the zip code is 48653 if you want to mail me a check. I would be greatly appreciative of all the support that we can get, because right now I think if we can come together as a grassroots movement and we can all support each other with what we have, then we're going to be able to take out this machine, where if we all sit at home and if we all try and go into our own camps, then it's going to make it a really uphill battle where instead of fighting against the machine as a cohesive unit, we're all trying to do it individually. So it's going to take unity, and it's going to take us all agreeing and getting behind the candidates that are going to support our values if we're going to be successful this election.
Absolutely. Again, folks, it's Josh, J-O-S-H, Saul, S-A-U-L, for congress.com. That's the website. Click on the donate button and donate whatever you can. Thanks, Josh. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep, thanks.
On the Hour News Break, hour number one on this Friday. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947.
For Michigan News Source, I'm Katie Hyde. Michigan lawmakers passed an $82.5 billion budget in the early morning hours. The new budget, pushed by Democrats, drastically reduces school safety funding and mental health grant funding by more than $300 million. In addition, lawmakers voted to expand the state's open record laws when it comes to their offices and the governor's office. Nurses at My Michigan Medical Center in Sault Ste. Marie have voted to ratify a new contract. And as Jim Lee Hockey tells us, it will help recruit and retain RNs.
To take care of the community now and into the future, they said. The agreement comes after 18 bargaining sessions and 1 week-long strike in April. The contract will affect about 120 nurses.